That is because Allah is the truth, and because He gives life to the dead, and because He is over all things competent. And that they may know that the hour is coming, no doubt about it, and that Allah will resurrect those in the graves. And of the people is he who disputes about Allah without knowledge or guidance or an enlightening book from him, twisting his neck in arrogance to mislead people from the way of Allah. For him in the world is disgrace, and we will make him taste on the day of resurrection the punishment of the burning fire, while it is said, "That is for what your hands have put forth, and because Allah is not ever unjust to his servants." And of the people is he who worships Allah on an edge. If he is touched by good, he is reassured by it. But if he is struck by trial, he turns on his face to the other direction. He has lost this world and the hereafter. That is what is the manifest loss. He invokes instead of Allah that which neither harms him nor benefits him. That is what is the extreme error. He invokes one whose harm is closer than his benefit. How wretched the protector, and how wretched the associate. Indeed, Allah will admit those who believe and do righteous deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Indeed, Allah does what He intends. Whoever should think that Allah will not support Prophet Muhammad in this world and the hereafter, let him extend a rope to the ceiling, then cut off his breath and let him see. Will his effort remove that which enrages him?